Debbie Thompson, Olds College President and CEO.
Debbie Thompson joins us from Olds College as we get set for the convocation for the class of 2026. Debbie, just how exciting a week is this for Olds College?
Oh, Galen, it's an absolutely exciting week. It is the most important ceremony and recognition event we have here at the college as we celebrate our students who have successfully completed their studies.
For sure. Approximately how many grads will you have this year?
This year, we will see approximately 630 students who will actually attend our convocation ceremony on Friday, June 5th. And this represents for us approximately 50% of our eligible graduates. And that's very similar to our attendance last year.
Super. What does the class of 2026 mean to Olds College? Is there any significant notes here about the different programs or anything like that that are highlighted as part of the grad class?
What I would say is that we are thrilled at convocation to celebrate all of the students who have graduated and are expecting to graduate very soon. They, along with honoring our graduates, we also include recognition for those students who receive honors. So that means they have a grade point average that's above 3.5, or distinction if they have a grade point average above 3.7. I'd also like to share that our attendees also include our dual credit students. And so we'll have approximately 119 students attending convocation who are dual credit students. And that means they've completed our Vet Tech Assistant program and will graduate from both high school and college in the same year.
Yeah, what a wonderful educational opportunity that is for sure. Do you have a valedictorian for this year that you wanted to highlight?
We do. So this year's valedictorian is Madison McManaman. She is a graduate of our business management diploma with a major in sports management. I would share with you that along with a focus on her studies, Madison worked with our resident services, our equity, diversity, and inclusion, and Broncos athletic teams to contribute to our campus community. As well, Madison volunteered with our Junior A Olds Grizzlies and served as a community coach and board member for the Airdrie Highlands Rugby Club and event manager for the inaugural Airdrie Sports Summit. Madison truly exemplifies what it means to take the lessons learned in the classroom at Olds College and apply them in practice to the real world.
Well, that's a great story as well. Are there any links that you have with any of the grads this year that you wanted to share?
As a member of our Olds community, I am thrilled to welcome a number of community members and students to Olds College, and it is always a thrill for me to see them walk across the stage, and we continue to serve our Olds community at the college. And so I would just highlight that it's special for me when I can look out and see our families within both the Olds community and Mountain View County celebrating the success of their friends and family who are successful graduates of Olds College.
That's perfect. And of course, your grad is broken up into two parts nowadays, isn't it? So that's what's going to take place on Friday?
We do. We have two ceremonies. This is our third year with two ceremonies. And over the course of both our afternoon and morning ceremonies, we're expecting approximately 2,800 guests to visit.
Well, I hope the grad day goes wonderfully for everyone involved and we get some sunshine for it as well. Debbie, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Galen.